everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Dicey Duo with
Kai
and Rain.
I gotta do it different every time. Maybe. Maybe I'll forget about trying
do
to
do whatever you want.
Trying to be different.
This is our thing. So
I think a lot about trying to be different.
Yeah. So we're gonna start out with our tavern talks.
As always. Rain, how's your week been since Sunday?
Yeah. It's been great.
Good.
Busy at work, as usual. I think they're gonna push me until September, so that's good. But then I'll be out of a job then, which is fine.
Right.
I'm ready.
We'll be a successful podcast by then.
Hell yeah, we will.
Yes. Next week, sponsor. No. Gotta get posted first.
Yeah. And then
sizing up a catalog.
It was my birthday week this week. Tomorrow's my birthday, April 26th. Mark it on your calendars.
She's a Taurus.
Taurus gang. I usually splurge a little during my birthday week. I like celebrating life, so.
Of course.
Yeah.
When else should ya?
I went to go see Pride and Prejudice.
I saw that.
In the theaters for the first time. I mean, I've seen the movie a bunch of times.
Right, I was going to say. I've seen
the movie like 25 times in my whole lifetime.
Damn. What? What's the most movie watched movie that you've seen? What have you watched the
Pride
most?
Pride and Prejudice.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I feel like Star Wars is mine.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it could be a Disney movie or a Barbie movie.
Which Barbie movie?
Like Swan Lake.
Oh, that's
a
good
one. Or the fairy
one.
The Swan Lake's the best.
Yeah.
I think the fairy one. And there was also like a mermaid crossover one with the fairies.
I really like the Tinkerbell movies.
Yeah,
like the whole lore about Tinkerbell.
My sister was obsessed with Tinkerbell growing up, so she had a Tinkerbell themed party once, and yeah, we watched all the Pixielos. So very well aware. They got some good lore.
They do.
It's very natural, pretty chill.
It was great to see how much Tinker didn't want to be a Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Essentially, or a Tinker Fairy, I should say. And so it was fun to see her like, no, you were actually born for this.
Rejecting it at first.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great. Can't complain. Sometimes it's usually, same stress as always, you know,
sure.
But I internalize that shit so, so hard.
I feel it.
And yeah, somebody said to me once, they were like, I never see you like stressed out. And I was like,
good.
It's because I'm dead inside.
Well, also, like, we do a good job of hiding it then.
Yeah. So, how are you? How was your week?
What did I do? It was stressful at first, and it's sort of been chill since then. I had family in town, and so
yeah,
they're gone now, and I helped my sister look for somewhere to live.
Oh, good.
So we're making progress on that, and we'll see.
That's good.
And then I'll be moving back in with my padre.
Nice.
So that I can help him with the rent.
I wish that was an option for me. I miss my mom. I do. Sometimes I'm like, I call her up, and I go, I miss
Can
you.
I have a room?
It's like, no, you have a family.
You have two children and a husband, so unfortunately,
no,
you've made your decision.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I similarly thought about, I was talking to my sister over the last, like, decade.
Mm.
It's always kind of been an option to kind of escape to one or other of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
For me and my siblings, as we're all in our... Well, they're in their early 20s. They're in their early 20s. And so as we were going through those, it felt like we were safe to, you know, land on either side.
Yeah.
Now neither are like solid options whatsoever. in that sort of way. The world's just kind of getting more and more, and life happens as well in in drastic ways. So crazy what was available before is not available now. Limited time only. And they don't tell you. Limited time
only.
They don't tell you it's limited time only. So take the chances.
Yeah. As much.
Spend the time while you got it. It's unrefundable. Yep. One of the only lessons I took away from a bad movie, which, or I guess a lot of people, it's called Jupiter Ascending.
Did you ever see that? God, I hate that movie.
Exactly. People don't like it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the moral or sort of like psychological fact of time being a finite resource. It's a resource you are not going to get back. And especially as myself, and I think as a Taurus in general, when I put effort and invest my time, especially into something, to get it, for it to be all for naught, you know, which sometimes is a matter of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you can take away lessons, sometimes you put a lot of effort in just to learn a really simple lesson
of that of, wasn't worth it.
Yeah, just like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah. You just like, cool. Oh, thank you. 7 months of my life.
Yeah.
So you know.
Sometimes you gotta learn the hard way. It's okay.
Sure.
take the maze route.
The maze route. Yeah. Sure. Get it lost.
It's okay. We're human. Isn't that, we don't know. Can't really beat yourself up about it.
You shouldn't beat yourself up about it, but I do.
I mean, we can't.
I try to learn from my lessons.
Yeah.
And learn from my choices.
And then, you know, think about that choice for the rest of your life, essentially.
Right. I was having this conversation with someone about a very big decision they're trying to make, and they're sort of stuck in a moral space.
Yeah.
Of like, my happiness isn't worth more than anyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And so they deserve to be happy too. But you're just diminishing your own shit while doing that.
Yeah, you really are.
And like minimizing and you unfortunately, you never know what's going to happen. You can, I'm someone, as I've said before, who likes to stay morally sound and make moral sound, you know, good, even morally good decisions. And, you know, make decisions for the right reasons.
Yeah.
The wrong things still happen. You know, regardless of your...
How much, you know, you tried not to go down that route. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or... Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah.
It's rough stuff. So you got to live with your choices. That's something.
Yeah, you can be like me, though. I.
Okay.
So, like, having the analytical mind that I have, I usually go through every possible permutation.
No, for sure. I agree. Yeah. I would be a direct. I would be a good analyst because my brain already thinks about every worst case scenario
every possible scenario.
All the good ones, all the medium ones, all the bad ones. You know.
And then what gives me hope is just latching on to that one.
The one you want.
Good, but also just like hopeful possibility.
Yeah.
And if it happens, it happens. And if a semblance of it happens, then it happens. So, you know.
It is what it is at the end of the day, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So you got to just take the cards that are dealt, the marbles you're given.
I heard that saying it is what it is, if you hear a person say that, it's like kind of that person's like, well, you don't want to fuck with that person. Right? Because like,
interesting,
they don't necessarily, like, it's something to do with like, it's not that they don't care. It's just whatever happens, they're just going to take it. Face value. Yeah,
right. They're going to just take it.
Yeah. And their reaction is going to be their reaction, and you can't predict that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear that.
No, I agree. I agree. I don't like it is what it is, but it keeps being like the lesson.
I kind of.
Or maybe I'm just taking that as the lesson in a lot of ways.
I mean, yeah. I mean, sometimes it can just be the lesson, but if you really think about it, right, you can't control the external things that are going around you. You can only really control yourself. So, right. And as much as people don't really think about it or have the kind of like acceptance, right, to be like, yeah, it is what it is and just have to deal with it. Not a lot of people can accept that. So,
yeah, no, they cannot.
So, yeah.
I feel in the middle about it. Life goes on, so you kind of have to manage.
Yeah, I've let go of the reins like a long time ago, and I just have life bring me wherever.
Just let Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, whoever.
Take it from my hand. Anyway, sorry, Christian mother.
No, it's okay. During lunch today with my coworkers, I was like, yeah, when I, you know, kind of believed in Christianity.
Christ.
Right. I do believe in Christ. There's a difference.
Oh, sure. Right? Sorry.
It's when I was like, when I said, yeah, when I believed in Christianity.
Sure.
You know, I would say this. But they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, don't get me wrong. I believe in Jesus. I do not believe in the people who try to preach the gospel.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'll fellowship with the people that are like-minded and open-minded as much as me.
Yeah.
You know.
And agreed.
Usually that's the black sheep of each family.
Exactly. But speaking of normal black sheeps, I was gonna jump in to end our tavern talk before we jump into encounters. Mm-hmm. The way that I was a black sheep was isolation as a gamer. And thus, the topic I wish to talk about to begin. What is your favorite video game or favorite style? You know, what's the top 2-3?
Oh, wow. I am going to have to say Destiny.
Whoa. Okay, not where I thought you were going to say. You've hit me in a nerve, not in a good nerve, because I've been playing Destiny since its conception.
Yeah, same.
Are you currently playing Destiny 2?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
What do you mean what I'm talking about?
How did I not know this?
I don't know. It's just, you know,
Are you serious?
Am I serious? Yes.
What the fuck?
I love Destiny.
Do you want to see my character?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love to see your character. All right,
well, you know what we're doing after this.
Playing Destiny. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. No, so you've been playing since D1?
I have been playing since D1, finished the whole story.
Of course.
Right. And then, yeah.
Are you caught up?
Yeah. I'm pretty much caught up.
What the fuck? Like current season?
Yes.
Like you did the current season? With Aeris?
I'm in the current season.
You're in the current season. Are you doing the current season?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay, you're not done with the Aeris.
No.
And taking King stuff.
No, I'm not.
Holy moly, I'm having a brain blast. Okay.
Sorry, that's like my top.
What the hell?
Top one.
Okay, but that's not where you. Okay, I'm going to backtrack. That's not where you started, right?
No.
What was like. Okay. Crazy. Because, like. Oh my God! Destiny's been around for the last decade, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that currently, wow. You know what? Let's just get into the Destiny shit because I don't care
Okay, the first game that I ever started with was GameCube Zelda.
What? Which one? The original Zeldas?
No,
like
no, it's the GameCube one. I forget what it is.
Ocarina?
No. It's the one that looks really cartoonish.
Oh, Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Yes, with a C. Yeah. Yes.
I love
of
that
course.
One.
Why did I say the stupid 2D ones?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That is a great one.
I also, I bought it for the Wii U, like the HD remake or whatever they released.
Mm-hmm.
But I never beat it.
Really?
I should, though. It's going to come out for the Switch, too, so.
Are you getting one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Even though it's going to be like $1,000?
No, it's going to be $500.
I know.
It's going to be $500 with the game.
I know. I was just making fun because of the whole
terrorist
thing that's going on. And
yeah, I feel so. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Right?
What I'm talking about?
And then,
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. And then there
that's
was
why
a news
pre-order's
article.
Coming in now.
Yeah. There was a news article or I saw something from CNN or something I don't watch CNN. I ingest all of my news from like Reuters and all these like non right or left opinionated ones. Okay. And they said that all the corporation kind of like CEOs sat down with President Trump and was like, look here, sir. By the summer, we're not going to have anything on the shelves. It's all going to be empty if you don't back the heck down with your tariff shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, dang. So.
It's funny, too, because he's like, we got to make American products. And it's like, we don't have the factories to make enough for the millions of people here.
That's why we outsource. That's
we can't really just
it's a whole thing.
Substitute.
Anyway, what's your favorite game?
Jesus. Dark Souls.
Oh, Dark Souls is a good one.
But my favorite growing up game was Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
And Jack and Dexter. Those two dudes. I think I've even said this before. I love them. Some other favorites that really hit me in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, Kingdom Hearts is really good.
Yeah.
The story is confusing as heck, but I like kind of like how confusing it is in that Japanese way. But frick, I've been playing Destiny since its conception. So I have like a weird complex with Destiny because I wasn't able to play mature game. I was stuck to the rating system growing up. So when Halo 3 came out and like Bungie still made Halos and shit like that, I wasn't on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
And so
Destiny was like your next.
I was able to jump onto it. Yeah. And Destiny 1 was going to finally. I was obsessed with it since the pictures when they were first showing off a yellow sniper with the POV of the moon.
Yep.
And so I was obsessed from then. Like, ooh, the next Bungie title. They're just legendary. It was like I'd watched my brother play, you know, Oblivion or Morrowind, those crazy Elder Scrolls games.
Yeah.
And then wanted to play it when I was older, but it was Bungie specifically because Halo. So
I really just like the story of it all.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There's so much depth.
Yeah.
And then also it was scary little bit.
No, it's very scary.
It was like fantasy, horror, adventure, first person shooter. It was everything, all encompassing. Yeah. And
celestial.
You can never get any better than that, in my opinion. I mean, like,
it's really good.
It's really good.
It's gone on for 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
It's still going.
Yep.
We're gonna get.
Dude, we should co-op.
No, totally. You're on
PS5.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's fine because it's crossplay, so we're good.
Yeah.
I've been on Xbox.
Oh, and then like the puzzles that you have, dude. It's
crazy.
It's crazy. So great. It's so.
Are you excited for the announcement? Okay.
Great. I'm excited.
Wow. Okay, moment of truth. What class are you? What do you mean you don't know?
No. Because I played two.
Okay.
I don't know what my favorite one is, though.
Interesting. I was going to say, what's your main? This is a serious
Titan.
Answer. Marry me.
Because I played two that I really like, but okay, I was good. Like, no.
You
Titan.
Said the correct answer.
Titan's my favorite.
I've been playing since the beginning, and thankfully. Okay, well, not thankfully. Since Destiny 2, it thankfully, me and my, like, because it's a fire team, so it's always been three. My two main fire team boys. My best friend, gamer friend for more than a decade, is a hunter. So fuck him.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
A hunter.
Hunter. Yeah. No.
I tried playing Hunter. I was like, I fucking hate this shit.
It's not my playstyle.
Yeah.
And I've played a Hunter. It's fine. I like smashing.
Yes. Yeah,
smashing face. Titan main since the beginning. And then my other friend was a Titan main in D1 pretty much the whole time.
Switched to
Warlock in D2. Yeah. And so we've had like the trio
for
D2, which is very which is nice.
Warlock is fun. I really like
Warlock's fun.
I like how they can
would definitely
jump
do Titan
really
Warlock Hunter in that order.
You can jump really high as a Warlock.
Yeah, I know for sure. But that glide though, you can't lift.
No.
Do you lift, bro? No, you don't. No, you don't.
They just jump on
everything. Titans.
No, Titans. Just
okay. Titan. Favorite character.
Oh gosh.
We can
Zavala.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, come on. Zavala.
Were you worried about him?
I cried.
I was worried about him in the DLC, man. I was like, they're going to take him away from us. Yeah. And if you take him away from us,
then you're just,
I'm done playing.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Titan main, he's my guy. Yeah. He's my fucking.
He's the guy.
He's the Vanguard.
He's the guy.
He's the Titan Vanguard. Yeah. He's been there since D1. We love him.
Yeah.
He's also such, he's a sweetheart. His backstory with his wife. He's fucking gritty. and
doesn't take no shit from
Lance Riddick, RIP.
I know.
But also,
I like that he's they memorialized him.
Right. I mean, yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, yes, yes.
Favorite planet.
Wow.
Yeah. I know it's hard.
Favorite planet. That's rough. I don't know. But
I'll say mine.
I think the Taken King's ship from D1 was maybe...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My favorite destination if we're talking planets. Yeah. Europa's... Oh, Dreaming City.
Oh, okay. I like Venus.
You know what?
Just D1 like all... Venus yeah, just, D1, yeah.
D1 Venus was
just everything
crazy.
About Venus. Oh, yeah. You can never know. You can never predict.
Was that where the Volta Glass... Yeah, mm-hmm. Volta Glass
it
is
was.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do any raids?
Of course. Okay. I die a lot.
I die.
Because I was playing just by... So, okay.
Wait, no. You were doing raids by yourself.
Fun fact. No. Fun fact.
That's impossible.
I played raids with my ex. He's the one who actually, like...
Got you into it.
Got me into Destiny.
Nice.
And we would raid it. And I just, I was okay. I would die.
Yeah. Destiny's hard.
Destiny is freaking hard.
It's not easy.
It's such a good game.
It's so good though. God. Oh my God. I love Destiny. It's my comfort game. It's my comfort game. It's also, it's not my comfort. Okay. Because I've been with it the whole time, I've also been abused by it the whole time.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens. The only people who can really talk about getting shit on by Destiny are the Destiny players who've been playing that long. So only we can talk about how.
It's brutal.
It's been rough.
It's brutal.
It's been rough. We love where it landed.
I really need to stop playing because I'm just getting so I'm getting so like rage baited from it sometimes.
Totally.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm just step away.
No,
and the next
for
game,
sure.
I'm back.
No, for sure. I've like definitely gotten down to like I'm definitely not spending because it was like cosmetics all over the goddamn place.
I need to.
And I'm a fashion boy and. Really care about the way I look in that game.
You have to.
You have to, man. You have to.
I could tell you this though, a game that kind of like it's funny.
I think
that reminds me of Destiny. Just not the like fighting of it all or just the story of it all, but like fucking Harry Potter game.
Legacy. Hogwarts Legacy. What about it?
It kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Like cuz you can like
Destiny gives you that vibe?
Yeah.
No,
Hogwarts Legacy gives me that vibe. You know, just being able to just go places.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Like, fight
yeah,
shit.
Experience.
And, like, looking really pretty.
Sure.
Getting
no,
all,
for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. I'm definitely, like, customizing the hell out of my
outfit.
Shit. Every time I leave campus, I change out of my Hogwarts uniform.
All
so
the
I'm
time.
Not. So I'm.
You don't look
not,
like a freaking noob.
So I. Well, not even. I look like a noob. If I'm out, I'm, like, leaving. One, I feel like students would not go out into the world in their student uniform all the time.
Yeah.
They might. I do sometimes when I go and meet.
I make
like,
it look like different things. So
yeah.
I have the Hogwarts Legacy. I have the Dementor kind of like jacket where it looks all flowy and it's smoky.
Oh, I think
stuff.
So.
Yeah. 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 I have that. Or every time I get a new
cloak.
Robe, I make it look like that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I have the house cloak, the one that flashes when you...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, did you get all the medallions?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I was glad, especially those kind of collectathons in such a maze of a place, I get really worried because I've been annoyed in those scenarios where it's like, oh, I have 70% of what I need and now I need to backtrack through the things I've done to see if I got it. So I was glad to find all the medallions and not have to backtrack. Yeah, that grind. I like Hogwarts Legacy, but it's also, it kind of got lost
in the sauce.
In the sauce of other games that are
out right now.
Out when it came out and it came then in. Since then. Yeah. I've gone back to it like, I've gone back to it once and then continued, but I only got maybe like halfway through in terms of like the main story. The total of it. I'm not far.
How about like 60% right now?
I'm like level, I think I'm in my 30s or like high 20s.
I'm definitely like 40.
Okay. Cool. I'm like 30.
Learned all of 32, the.
36.
I've learned all of the cursed.
I think I do too. I don't remember. I know I have Avada Kedavra.
Same.
The killing curse. It's the memes coming out of Hogwarts Legacy when it first came out of just
like, oh, it's so funny.
Just knowing the killing curse and doing it in front of a teacher.
Just like, and just, it was like, hey, you there. Hey, you. It's so fun.
Gnarly. Anyway. All right.
Roll for encounter. Well,
before we get too deep into our rabbit holes of fandoms, let's get into a roll for encounter. Rain, please kick us off.
Okay. I got, it's so small, 12.
Oh.
DM diaries.
Interesting. I am not a DM. You aren't. I mean,
I can be in character diaries.
Sure. Or you could tell a story about your old DM. Up to you. Yeah. DM diary doesn't. Yeah. Usually it's from the DM's perspective, but go for it.
Rolling eyes. Well, when I first played a TTRPG play style, not D&D, I found a group in Colorado maybe like 3 years ago? Four years ago? Wow. Yeah.
2021?
Yeah, 2021, like late, or like summer of 2021. Because I really wanted to get into it.
Yeah.
That's when I found out about, I am a fairly new-ish critter. That's when I found out about Critical Role
and in your 2021. Boy.
Yeah, and my boy.
And my boy.
And your boy. So I was like in need of finding a group. So I went and found a really... It was really fun people, and the GM, he was in the works of like writing his own book.
Cool.
Right? And it was kind of like opposite of D&D. And if you like roll high, it's the opposite. So you want to roll low.
Interesting.
Like you want to roll below like a 13, essentially. Sure. Anything above a 13 is too much.
Bad.
Yeah, bad. And so, yeah, it was fun. I played a necromancer.
Cool.
I was a halfling, and we played in a world where, God, I'm trying to remember. We played in a world where the bad guy, essentially, he was slowly taking over the land and essentially had a red sky go out each like 3 months. Every 3 months, he'd do a red sky and to spy on the people of the land. And so our goal was to like kill him, essentially, so people could have their free will back.
Sure.
Right? Because every time the red sky would happen, people would get killed or like brought into prisons and enslaved and stuff. Yeah. And so I played a pretty cool necromancer. I was like, I don't know what I want to play, but that's what I want. And it was fun. And then my grandparents died.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We know about this.
Yeah. And then my dad died. So I had to go home to California because that's where my family was. Yeah.
Your consistency became.
Well, it was not that my consistency lacked. It's that I had these family, things happen and there was no understanding.
Yeah. I mean, because not consistency because of you.
Yeah.
But,
you know, in spite of me.
Yeah, literally.
Right. And so when my dad died, 2022, wow, it's been 3 years now. Yeah. In early 2022, before his 72nd birthday, he left us. He was battling brain cancer for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he battled brain cancer about a year and a half, and then he was in remission, and then his cancer came back around, like, 10 years after, because they couldn't take the tumor out.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
He got bad again.
Yeah, I mean, there was a really high chance that he would get it back, and got sick, you know, when he was in his 60s, you know.
Right, okay.
It was really sad, because I saw my dad diminish.
Right.
Right, and he lost control of... the half of his body, essentially, and he couldn't talk straight because the mass in his brain was
one of those
putting too much pressure on his left like center left lobe,
yeah,
and so
jeez,
it was hard. And you know, I think I mentioned this in our first episode. I think that should be a next episode of ours, is where we kind of like go back to our first episode.
Oh, lordy.
Like I left like when I was 18, I used college as a means to escape the home life that I was having, because essentially I was a sophomore junior when my dad got sick, and my brother and I, who was still at home at the time, he's still home actually with my mom, him and I, we had to take care of a dad.
Right.
And kind of suckish. Right, because when you're sophomore, junior, and senior in high school, you're kind of like trying to figure out your life and da da da, and you know, having to have responsibilities like that was a little hard.
No, because, for sure. It's not the time.
Yeah, because when my dad got sick, my brother left for Navy boot camp. My sister was already, you know, had a family of her own, was living, you know, in Northern California.
Can't just drop everything.
So it was up to my brother, my second oldest brother, and I had to take care of our dad, because my mom was working. She had to keep money and like a roof over her head.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So, I kind of like held a resentment, because there was no real talk about being a black sheep, right? The community that I was in was like a church community, essentially. Well, it is. And they supported my family.
Right.
But there was no understanding of, you know, me. And like when you're a kid like that, right? When you're in your, you know, 15, 16, right? You care about what other, like the adults in your life fucking think about you.
Of course.
You know? And so I never felt included. Yeah. I always felt excluded from the youth group, from, you know, the adults in the church were fine. But there were other very unspeakable things that I don't want to air out right now, at least.
No, of course.
With that, and there was no trust, essentially. And so, you know, I wanted to leave that situation. So I did. I applied to college.
Got the heck out.
UC Santa Cruz, and I got the heck out. I moved 6 hours north. Anyway. My dad died, you know, a couple years after that. And the GM was like, hey, if you're not going to be here, then we don't want you.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not that I don't want to be here. It's not that
my family's dead and I'm literally dying.
It's like my dad died.
Yeah.
I am going to his funeral. He's like, if that's your choice, then you're not allowed to come back.
And then
he had the audacity to text me back like 2 months later and said, hey, if you want to join again, you know, I am more than willing to open up the conversation. And I was like,
okay, I'm good.
No.
Yeah.
Block
no.
number.
Doink.
Yeah. But
jeez.
Weird DM diaries, but
that guy dark was, one.
Yeah.
The darker DM diaries.
The dark DM
diaries. Communicate DMs. Communicate.
Yeah. Just
and understand where your players are coming from.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, the game is not the epicenter of everybody's life.
You know? No, I think a lot of people sometimes can make it that.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it enjoyable though.
No, not at all.
You know, at that point, it's like that I don't have to play.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't enjoy it or it's not that important to me. It's just the level of importance that the DM or GM was putting on it was a bit too much.
Yeah, so. I think sounds like he was trying to put a lot of effort into the details and, you know, players not showing up kind of diminishes that to some extent. So that's from his perspective. But also, it's pretty crazy to be like, well, it's your decision to go to the funeral of your dead family member. Your father. Got it. Yeah, that's your choice. We need to roll dice for 4 hours.
It's more important than going to a funeral.
We have to fight a Umber Hulk in the Underdark and save make believe. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I've only ever kicked players out for cheating. And like being fibbers.
Yeah.
And I've only kicked.
Nobody likes a fibber.
I guess I've kicked out two. One was like, I had to because he wasn't meshing well and he came just to do his thing and then was lying. Didn't even need to. He was playing a rogue. So like a lot of the things he was attempting. He always had, like, you know, reliable talent baseline of a very high stat anyway, but then he would still just fib. So it's just annoying. He was doing that thing where you would like roll and then pick up the die immediately and say, oh, 18 or, you know, never get below a 14. Just straight cheating.
I don't like that.
It's like, yeah, it just takes away from the game. You're just trying to win
there's
something.
There's no story
it's
at
not
that
a
point.
It's not a video game. I'm not playing a video game.
Yeah.
And then the other one was just. Interperson problems. Two of the people were involved, and then one of them transgressed. But that also turned out really weird. Lots of people's colors started showing, so it's like, okay, weird.
Yeah.
But DMs communicate.
Don't be dicks.
Don't
DM doesn't
allow
mean
for any
dick master. DM means dungeon master.
My father was like, you guys can't swear. It's like, ugh, dad, shut up. Shut up.
We can't cuss.
I don't. Children are not supposed to be listening.
No.
I don't want them to be interested. Anyway, and then he was like, well, what if they want to have the podcast out with their families, like, out loud? It's like,
no,
earbuds.
No. Earbuds. Earbuds exist.
Laugh to yourself like I do.
Yeah, mature 18 plus is our rating.
Sorry. I'm trying to think if I've had any other. I've gotten kicked out because of the DM's ego. And
see, that's the thing.
Yeah,
Why do DMs have egos?
Well, because you're in charge. That's it. Once you have a semblance of power, because you can be the one to say no.
Mm. I feel that a
DM... And yes.
A DM that exhibits humility and empathy is a DM that I want to play with. And is, like, you know, worth playing with.
Agreed.
Worth going through.
Empathy... Communication.
Yeah.
Be nice. You know. Be a dick in game.
Yeah, much in easier. Game is fine. Characters
it's
fine.
Make them hate you via a shitty dwarf.
I love that. Oh, shit.
Whole technical mic issues.
I know. Sorry.
All good. Gosh. All right, that was our DM diaries.
Yeah,
my
turn. Your
turn.
Here, dice bringer.
11, right above it.
Oh,
we
really?
Are gonna do monster mismatch.
Oh, we gotta get the monster manual out.
Okay, we will do that then. I'm gonna go real quick. I think as a DM, I think it'd be smart. So, monster mismatch. is a segment where we're going to pit two creatures against each other. We're just for argument's sake, we're going to just pick sides.
It's a debate.
It's a debate. Mm-hmm. We're going to go full on. Even if we agree with the other person, we're going to go as hard as we can.
We're going to try our best to be devil's advocate.
Yes, yeah. For our own thing. So, given that, I'm going to try and find...
I tried really hard not to say what I usually call devil's advocates.
What?
Devil's advidicts.
Advidicts. That's funny. Creature by challenge rating 3. You'll find that in 382 of the Monster Manual 2024 edition. Okay. Let's start low. So okay. Let's start in the quarter CR. So you go ahead. I won't even think about it. Pick something from that list, and okay. then I'll pick something. And then don't tell me.
Okay.
And then we'll make them fight. And if we, you know, accidentally pick the same thing, then
that'll be funny.
We'll switch it up. But there's a lot of on the. One fourth CR, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay, she's got it. All right, I'm gonna look at it real quick. Okay, I got mine. I think.
Okay.
Okay. Say yours on three. One, two, three.
Pteranodon.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Pteranodon.
Yeah.
Pteranodon. Okay, cool.
Pteranodon.
Pteranodon. And needle blade. Okay, cool. Here, you take this and find your guy. I'm gonna find on D&D Beyond.
Your guy. What did you get? Guy.
Needle blight.
Nice. See, we're in the same
area.
I
looked at it.
So funny.
I looked at it and I thought it was pterodactyl, and I was like, I'm not gonna do that.
What? Oh.
A needle blight. Have vaguely bipedal forms with gaunt, misshapen limbs. Whether standing unnaturally still or lurching from their awkward gaits, these blights can't pass as either normal plants or woodland travelers. Once they spot foes, needle blights attack using their thorn-covered claws or by rapidly growing and flinging volleys of serrated needle-like projectiles. They're a type of blight, which is an evil plant. That is going to be our first competitor. Up against today on Monster Mashup, of course.
I love it.
What about you?
I chose.
What do you choose for today?
A pteranodon.
What is that?
A pteranodon.
Is that the like?
It's the
skull-headed raptor.
No. It's right? The flying dinosaur with the wings. It kind of looks...
Isn't that a pterodactyl?
There's a difference between a pterodactyl and a pteranodon.
Okay. Well, show me the picture of a pteranodon.
I will give you a description of... So, pterodactyls are types of pterosaurs, group of flying reptiles, but their wingspan...
is longer than them.
Their wingspan is about 20 inches to 36 feet.
Whoa.
Yeah, but pteranodons.
Yeah, show me. What's the pteranodon?
Don.
Can I see a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture. Bink. There you go. Oh, well, that's the... Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's another type of...
Just another type of winged dinosaur.
Is it bigger or smaller than the other one?
Well, this one says...
What does that say? What size category?
Medium. Beast.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're the same size.
We're about the same. Wonderful. So it's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So traits of a pteranodon is that they can fly, they can do flybys, and they can bite.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I can. do a claw and a needle so I can shoot you up in the air.
Oh, look at that.
Very nice. Okay. Let's do it debate style. Okay. We'll give, I'll put a minute 30.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do a minute 30 on the clock. And that is going to give us time to make our arguments. So, Rain, ladies first, whenever you're ready.
Okay, so I think that a pteranodon would win against a needle blight.
Yes, needle blight.
A needle blight, because even though a needle blight could shoot its little, what is it, needles?
Yeah.
Into the air, the pteranodon is dexterous enough.
Okay.
To kind of like evade in the sky. Those,
what dex are we working with?
15.
Ooh.
Yeah, very dexterous.
Okay.
And also, I can't see, like, it doesn't look like they could claw or like pick up, but I'm pretty sure that the flying speed of the pteranodon is 60 feet.
Whoa. So,
depending on how long or far you could essentially shoot those needles.
That's fair.
Yeah. There's really no chance that.
Ooh.
And then doing flybys, you know, flyby to just bite a plant.
Sure.
Come
without
on.
Preventing.
Yeah.
Attack of opportunity. Interesting. Any closing remarks?
Pteranodons are awesome dinosaurs. It outplays a plant.
Wow.
Suck on those.
All right, with 11 seconds left, a closing argument. Wonderful. Well.
Your turn.
Well, well, well. Timer started. The needle blight, unfortunately for your little pteranodon, has a range,
uh-huh.
a close range
uh-huh.
of 30 and a long range of 60 feet.
Oh, okay.
So I would be making those attacks at disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 2d4 plus 1.
Okay.
Little range attack. And those claws do the same thing. Only a
same
plus,
reach?
No. Of okay. course not. No. Melee attack. They do both do 2d4 plus okay. 1. But they only have a plus 3.
Mm.
And they only have 16 hit points. but I don't see why your bestial, fragile mind would be able to tell the difference between a bunch of thorns. Why would you even attack a bunch of thorns? You'd probably be on the ground eating or feasting something else. I'll be standing uh-huh. there motionless.
What's the intelligence of your plant?
That's a great question. 4.
okay. Want to know something? It's a little smarter than this.
Yeah. I was gonna say beasts have like 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's two, bro.
Yeah. So yeah, my 4 intelligence, 8 wisdom.
Ooh.
Best of all. Oh wait.
Wisdom trumps your wisdom.
Your wisdom is what?
9.
Oh, what the hell?
I'm a beast.
Oh, well, there's my, yeah. They can, you know, look
closing
like plants.
Closing remarks. It's okay. Closing remarks.
Yeah, they look like plants, so they'd get the jump.
I guess. All right. So.
You decide in the comments who won, what you think.
Hey, I like this. This is great. A pteranodon versus a plant.
Yeah. A walking humanoid plant.
Okay,
with
fine,
needles.
Fine.
A needle blight. And that's been this segment of Monster Mismatch.
Monster Mismatch.
Well, Rain, it's been one heck of an episode. What, if anything, do you have to say to finish this off?
Hey, guys, I'm really sorry. I went down a really deep, dark rabbit hole. I apologize.
DM Diaries is rough for her, seeing as she's had 2, one of them being me.
And,
Oh.
No,
I guess
you need
one
three,
more. Three, technically.
Yeah, technically.
I think I'm still at the top.
You're still definitely at the top.
Woo!
Yeah, my other DM definitely is much better than, even though, much better than the GM.
So. Gotcha.
But, yeah, I'm sorry, but, you know, life happens there. My life is a tragic one.
You know, a lot of tears. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I feel like if nothing happened, that's tragic in itself. If
nothing happened, you're boring.
Exactly. Tragedy.
You know? If nothing happened. If you had a happy childhood.
No, that's a happy childhood. She starts crying. If you had a happy childhood. I wonder what it is like.
I wonder what your life is like.
Wonderful. Well,
but, yeah. How about you, Kai?
Love each other to the best of your ability. Give grace and empathy, please.
Please.
Please, please, please. At least to us.
You never know.
At least to us.
Yeah, at least to us. Because you never know what's going on in other people's lives, man.
Never and ever. Especially the people that are close to you.
Yeah.
Like
us, we're really good at hiding.
Keeping it together.
Our emotions. Yeah. And keeping it together. Until, you know, things build up and then it takes that one straw.
To break our back.
Yeah.
That little red, they just got to, you know, wave that red flag in front of us.
Yeah.
How dare you? All right. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of
The Dicey Duo with
Kai
and with Ray.